This is Free Talk Live. You're listening to the live Sunday night edition of the show with me, Stephanie.
And Brian.
And Mark.
And, hey there. You can hear Free Talk Live every Sunday night from 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time, where you'll hear this crew that's in the studio. And you can hear Free Talk Live every single night of the week from 7 to 10 p.m. And you'll hear a different crew. Mark's on pretty much every other night, and Ian is hosting the show with him. So just wanted to let everybody know, in case you only pick up Free Talk Live on Sundays, we do a show every single night of the week for your listening pleasure. And we give away the archives for free. So freetalklive.com is the place to get those.
And you get the archives at, freetalklive.com, you get the last 7 days, and then archives.freetalklive.com, you can get it back for like the last 7 years.
Yeah. If you prefer SoundCloud, you know, you can also follow Free Talk Live on SoundCloud. It's just soundcloud.com/freetalklive. And we've also got a podcast feed as well, in case you prefer to subscribe via RSS feed. And the number to call tonight, if you want to talk with us, is 855-450-FREE. We are open to talking about pretty much anything, as long as it's radio appropriate. 855-450-FREE here on Free Talk Live. And you can also call on Skype at lrn.fm. We do have a couple of calls on the line. Let's talk first with Blue, listening in Tennessee. Hey, Blue, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. I am so absolutely tickled.
Tickled? Ooh, I like it.
For the very first time, you're on my local radio station.
Awesome.
Ooh, what station is that?
It's 8:50 a.m. out of Knoxville, Tennessee. The brand new radio station that just started up.
Oh, wow.
That's awesome. Yeah, I'm so impressed. Yeah, this is the first weekend that they've actually had a full schedule.
And is this the first... Is this the first time you've heard our show, or did you listen to it online before?
Yeah, I listened to it from GCN.
Cool. Yeah, anything else on your mind tonight?
Well, you know, what can you say? The entire world has gone to hell in a handbasket. And, you know, it's one of those situations. I think that maybe you guys are not old enough to have children.
I've got.
We're old enough to have them. I just don't have them.
I'm 42. I have a 5-year-old.
I have a 15-year-old, or almost 15-year-old, and an almost 17-year-old. And it's like, what do I do when I wake up in the morning and say, I can't give you the same freedom that I had when I was your age?
Yeah, that's tough. I mean, maybe on the optimist side, they could experience some things like technologies that weren't around, like, for instance, when you were younger or when you were their age. But, yeah.
What kind of freedoms do you think that they're limited on? Where is your family feeling it?
I'm curious about that.
Okay, I'll give you a perfect example. I was getting ready. We were making a Mexican dish for school. And it was right after I had read an article on Thursday about a little girl down in Florida.
Yep.
And she was making a science experiment. She was in the middle of the field, and she put Drano and aluminum foil in one of the travel-sized containers, and they exploded.
I heard about this. This was actually on Friday night on Free Talk Live. I think Ian and Allie and Julia talked about
this
story.
Was this when she was making a volcano? Was that?
Not quite a volcano, more like, I think she... Correct me if I'm wrong, Blue, but I think I had heard that she basically had heard that this could cause an explosion if you put little pieces of aluminum foil in with this cleaner, and she wanted to test whether that was true, and she was doing it as basically a science project.
Yep.
And
pop the top off of this, made loud noise and pop the top off.
Yeah, and then something really horrible came down on her, right, Blue?
Right, yeah, she's now charged with 2 felonies of terrorism.
Yeah, she's a honor student, too. I mean, this isn't...
Oh, wow.
So, I mean,
it's... Heaven forbid we talk about the color of her skin, because she happens to be of a darker ethnicity. Because you'll never hear that in the news whatsoever. That's the whole reason the story has not been brought up.
If this child had been
white, this child would have been lambasted that this child was a terrorist. But it made me
think. I think there's a bias against, I mean, definitely against racial ethnic minorities, but also just against children in general now in this society.
Well, the reason is I bring this up is so I'm helping my son put together a Cinco de Mayo project. We're putting together Sophia's so that he can take ice cream to school. So mm-hmm. the first thing that comes to my mind, well, let me get some dry ice.
Yeah.
And that'll work. And then as I saw the story come forward, the very first thing that popped in my mind is, oh, my God, is my child going to be in trouble if I send dry ice to school?
Yeah.
It's a possibility.
I know. It was in the back of my mind.
Yeah, and that makes, you know, it's not a tyranny in the sense that they've said no dry ice. Dry ice is a tool of terrorists.
No, it's vague.
Right. It's sort of this lurking tyranny in that I don't know what's coming up next. I don't know how to react to this. If my kid takes a fingernail file to school, is he a knife murderer? If he takes some dry ice, is he a terrorist?
And with the zero tolerance policies that are in a lot of schools, it's like, you know, you could make a mistake once because you don't know what the rules exactly are because they're super big, and then it's all over. You know, they've gotten charged with something.
Goes down to the permanent record.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, well, I'll tell you one better than that. This is when my daughter was little. She was fifth grade. Mm-hmm. And so she had a cough, and we've been doing the whole homeopathic thing. And so I went to the school nurse, like, you know, if you're supposed to, if you have a medication. And so I had a lemon packet and a little honey packet and a little container. And I said, you know, at noon before she has lunch, can you make sure that she mixes these two together so that she can, you know, take this as a cough syrup?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no. No, in order to have that at Knox County School Systems, I had to get a doctor's note.
A doctor's note
for
to give
lemon,
a lemon
and honey.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, you know, one time I was in kind of a troublemaker group in high school, essentially, and this was right around a little while after Columbine happened, and they thought that we were going to like stab people with icicles, and so they actually had the janitors taking down the icicles and making sure, like, I mean, that's how crazy. Oh, people have kind of, I mean, she's right. That's how crazy these people have kind of gotten. Is that, and like,
and that was in the 90s.
Bicycles. That was the late 90s.
Yeah.
Yeah, unbelievable.
Unbelievable, yeah. So, Blue, have you looked into, I don't know if this would be an option for you, but have you looked into alternatives to these, you know, public schools?
I have, but, you know, I get bashed all the time via the email and via the web, because I don't homeschool, but I send my children to educate the teachers, which has been very effective, by the way.
Yeah, I don't think homeschooling's for everybody, but it is an option for many, and it's getting easier and easier for folks.
Yeah,
but I'm so excited about the new Ron Paul curriculum that's coming out that I'm actually going to purchase it, so they get double school.
Oh, well, there you go. It's, Tom Woods is putting out Ron Paul curriculum, and as I understand the first, I don't know that he's got a full curriculum going yet. I mean, like, it's going to be a while before they get it all done.
Yeah, sure. It probably takes a while to do that, but I'm curious about that, too. I'm kind of wondering what it's going to contain, you know.
Yeah, I think that he's using, it sounds like it's pandering using Ron Paul's name on the curriculum, you know, rather than saying, you know, liberty-oriented homeschooling or something like that. They're picking Ron Paul's name, but whatever. I mean, I suppose it's fine.
Yeah.
Well, I think what I find the most interesting about it is it is exactly what's going to happen in particular, which has happened in colleges across the United States, is it will utilize the internet at a lower cost than you could be at a school. And be able to do webcam and ask questions to the teacher.
Yeah, that sounds like it would definitely be way more efficient. And Blue, thank you for calling in tonight.
The internet is the new way to educate kids.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Stay safe out there. Don't be mixing any chemicals. 855-450-FREE is our phone number here on Free Talk Live. Stay tuned. There's more just around the corner.
If you are like most people, chances are you're malnourished. Most people do not get the 90 essential nutrients the body needs to survive. This lack of nutrition can lead to all sorts of health issues. If you don't feel as good as you'd like, or if you're looking to get a jump start on a new, healthier you, Youngevity has your answer. With the Healthy Start Pack, you get all the nutrients your body needs. With all 90 essential nutrients and 115 fruits and vegetables, you get a supplement system that is antioxidant-rich and beyond compare. The Healthy Start Pack includes products backed by 40 years of science and millions of dollars in research, like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, EFA Plus 90, and OsteoFX Plus. To order your Healthy Start Pack today, call 607-739-5595. Again, that number is 607-739-5595. Once you start taking a Healthy Start Pack, you will see and feel why our motto is 90 for life.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators. Freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21-cubic-foot refrigerator freezer or a 22-cubic-foot deep freezer. In stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug-out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. It's a live Sunday night show, and tonight it's Stephanie with you.
And Brian.
And Mark.
You can call the show at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450, and then the word free. You can also call us on Skype at lrn.fm.
All loans have a principal aspect and an interest aspect. Well, when you look at a 30-year fixed loan, in order to start breaking even to where you're making a as much payment on your interest as you are on your principal, it takes 10 and a half years because all that interest is front-loaded. That's not true of the 20-year fixed or a 15-year fixed. The 20-year fixed, it's basically 50-50 right out of the gate. It takes 4 months in order to get to 50-50. It's 49.6 to begin with. And a 15-year, it's 59% right in the first payment is going towards principal. And it only gets better from there. The Mortgage Minute Guy at MortgageMinuteGuy.com and his team of experts can help find you the right loan for you. During the springtime, more homes are sold than any other time of the year. This is the time to start thinking about it. MortgageMinuteGuy.com. I'll give you the telephone number here so you can give them a call. 866-288-0088. It's 866-288-0088. They're going to make sure you get the right loan for you.
All right, 855-450-FREE, one more time is our phone number. And let's go back to the phones and talk to Hef listening in Georgia. Hey, Hef, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, Stephanie, how you doing? Brian, Mark,
what's
up? Doing great. Hey. Yeah, what's on your mind?
Okay, just two things. First of all, real quick, to Brian, I am a Spartacus fan.
Awesome. Thank
Brian,
you.
Brian is Spartacus.
I felt so alone. Thank you so much.
It's a great show. I think more liberty people, minded people should be watching that.
I agree. You know, just real quick, I mean, for listeners that don't know, Spartacus, it is a television show recently ended that was running on Stars. And I've been shocked that not more people have been into it because it's a show amazing, amongst a million other things as far as like action or just lots of sex or whatever. But it treats homosexuality like it's not even a thing. Like it just is. And I found that to be so powerful. And yet I never hear anybody talking about it, especially out of the LGBT community.
You said there was a porn that was made out of, based on Spartacus, and the porn had less sex than the real show.
That's true. Yeah, it was very, very true. And I'm sure you could corroborate that.
Well, we'll have to research this very carefully. Anyway, Hef, go on.
Oh, and the other thing was, just a topic starter. I'm thinking that religious people, versus atheists, or at least non-believers. Non-believers, I think, are more quick to be disobedient to authority, while as religious people will be more willing to bend to authority.
So what do you define as authority? Do you mind define it as state authority? Or?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, because many religious people, sort of the tenets of their religion is to defy authority.
To defy authority?
Yeah.
What about God?
Well,
what about the priest?
That's why I asked specifically. I'm talking about the authority of man here as opposed to the authority of, you know, whatever ancient text it is that you believe. But, for instance, the Amish come to mind. I'm talking specifically about Christianity here. I know more about it than I know.
In the case of the Amish, like, I guess you could say, yeah, they do raw milk and they don't really care what the state says, but they're doing it because that's their culture and that's their religion, and they didn't choose.
But what are atheists doing? I mean, I'm only comparing. Comparing two very cowed and callow groups here.
No, I don't think atheists are cowed. I think a lot of them have thought consciously because the default in culture is to be religious and to follow what you were taught growing up. And the Amish, they were taught growing up that, hey, it's fine for us to do raw milk. Why would we not want to do that? And so they're doing it. They're not. I don't think they're doing it for particularly principled reasons or well thought out or conscious reasons. Whereas an atheist is more likely to say to themselves, "I reject this tradition because I don't agree with it."
Yeah, but a tradition is different than the government. We're talking
about a social norm or a convention. What do you think about that? Hef, I agree with you.
I don't know.
Personally.
I mean, I'd have to see some information on this. I don't know. I just don't know the answer to this. I've seen so many statist atheists and so many statist skeptics that I tend to
there
not
are, but there
put
are also
any
a lot of,
indeed,
statist religious people, too.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I think overall I agree with Hef. I will, the caveat, though, that I do think a lot of atheists replace the state with the enforcement of morality as compared to a god. As to where, personally, I see, at least in like people that call themselves anarcho-capitalists, a lot of times they do what I consider a cheat, where they use the existence of Jesus Christ to explain, no, believe me, justice gets served eventually, and that, no, there is order to the universe. There doesn't, you know, not have to be. So I can kind of see both sides. I think overall, I think Hess's right.
I don't understand. But how do they do that?
Well, my point is, like, okay, why is somebody good? Why, like, where do the rights, where do natural rights come from? Where do all these things come from? It's a cheat to be able to just use Jesus Christ as the creator of all these things. It's a cheat to be able to say, no, look, okay, yeah, I know, if we don't have governments, some criminals are going to get through the cracks, but don't worry, your need for justice is going to get met.
In the afterlife?
In the afterlife.
Ah,
okay, and I think it's an absolute cheat by many, many anarcho-capitalists who claim to be Christian. To give them the nicety when they're talking to somebody who isn't of a voluntarist or anarchist bent, to say, no, don't worry, justice still gets served sooner or later.
It's a really convenient thing to be able to say, oh, don't worry, it all gets sorted out in the afterlife.
Yeah, as to where, but this is the caveat, as to where I think the atheist voluntarist has a far more logical and better standing argument when he or she develops it.
This is the old God, no gods, no kings.
Right, right. They would appear to come from a far more consistent standpoint as well, in my opinion. Okay.
I think so, too, and I think it's more than opinion, but what do you... You know, I'll let you comment, Hef, but I wanted to say that the notion that people are bad, you know, people are sinful, they're fallen, that is a religious notion, and there are some atheists who still subscribe to that notion.
Yes.
Maybe because they haven't thought about it or haven't seen the evidence, or it's just so prevalent in culture, but
some people are bad. I mean, they act badly at times, and we are, we experience their badness. For instance, this Jokor, Zharnev fella, I'm sure he was very nice most of the time. Until he blows up a crowd of people.
I don't think he was. Didn't he beat his wife? And
no, that was Tamerlan Zharnev, but I was actually specifically talking about Jokor, who's still alive.
Okay, but yeah, I mean,
by all accounts, he's a very nice guy who helped people and all that other stuff.
They were religious too, right? So, I mean, that they would fall into that paradigm of people are bad, right?
No, what my statement was is that it's easy to... We get characterizations of people through the news.
Yep.
So it's easy to say, well, those people are bad. What really the truth is there are no good people, there are no bad people, there are people, and sometimes they act good and sometimes they act bad. And thus, what is the excuse that one has for having authority over others when the authorities must necessarily be sometimes good and sometimes bad?
Hef, we'll let you have the last word.
Oh, I just wanted to listen. I asked and then listened.
Very good, sir. Thank you for calling tonight. I appreciate your thoughts.
Thank you for watching Spartacus, Hef.
Hopefully you heard that. 855-450-FREE is our phone number. If you have thoughts you want to share with us tonight here on Free Talk Live, there's more coming up.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term
long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free, a 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to efoodsdirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply, be in control, be self-sufficient, and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Sunday night edition. And tonight it's Stephanie with you.
And Spartacus. Brian.
And Mark.
You are Spartacus.
Only on Sundays.
Our number here on Free Talk Live is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE. Call us and bring up anything that's on your mind. You can also call on Skype at lrn.fm. And our website, one more time, is freetalklive.com, where you can find the AMP program. And what it is if you appreciate what Free Talk Live does, if you think Free Talk Live is an effective way to spread the message of liberty, you can voluntarily contribute $5 a month to Free Talk Live. It's, you know, very affordable, not that much. You can send more if you want, but $5 a month is the minimum. And in return for that, we give you a commercial-free podcast and access to the AMP toll-free call-in lines and also a special spot on the Free Talk Live bulletin board system. So if that sounds good to you, or if it just sounds good to you to help Free Talk Live spread the message of liberty, check out amp.freetalklive.com.
You can save up to 75% off on your prescription medications with Save On Meds. Save On Meds uses pharmacies in the United States, Canada, and New Zealand to bring you, like I said, up to 75% off on heart, cholesterol, and cancer drugs from inspected factories, independently third-party tested of the generics for purity and strength. You can save now, $5 a pill for Viagra or Cialis and 32-count generic packages. Compare that to $25 per pill here in the United States. Their pharmacies have been importing safe, reliable medicine to U.S. customers for 9 years now. They're celebrating their 90th anniversary recently. You can get generic and Viagra for $5 a pill with confidence. This company is actually run by a good friend of mine, so I do have confidence it's going to be done quite well. You can call for a free quote and information at Save On Meds. And by the way, you should leave a message if they, if for whatever reason they don't answer. You know, obviously they've got a limited number of, it's a you know, small business, and they've got a limited number of people who can answer the phone. So it's 888-6969-363. If it was worth making the call, it's worth leaving the message. 888-6969-363. Save on meds.
All right. Now, gentlemen, I wanted to talk to you about something that came across my desk. And actually, this was suggested to me by Johnson, who's one of the co-hosts of Free Talk Live. I believe he's on sometime during the week, like Thursdays, right, or Tuesdays?
Something like that.
Something like that. You can hear
questions.
You can hear him on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, Johnson.
He's been a part of Free Talk Live for a really long time. And this story is reminiscent of a number of classic Free Talk Lives because it conjures up something that has been talked about several times in the past and created kind of a stir, and that is paganism.
Creates a bit of a stir?
Yeah. Stirring the cauldron,
the witch's
if you will.
Broom.
Right. All right, that's enough bad fun. But, yeah, I mean, I know that, you know, several times in the past, there's a couple of promos for Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live has some clips that Ian mostly makes, and they are used to promote the show, and a couple of them deal with witches, so I know that this subject has come up before. But this is more on a serious note. I mean, it has a bit of a flair of the dramatic to it, but something really serious happened to this woman, and I wanted to talk about it with you because it'll lead to something about hate crimes. So here we go. A pagan witch in Florida says her multicolored Disney-themed house has been the victim of a pellet gun shooting and acid bombing. This according to the Huffington Post. Authorities say the incidents can be treated as hate crimes if they are related to the woman and her husband's Wiccan beliefs, according to ABC Action News. Kyria and Randy Withers told the station their home, deemed the Glitter Dome, was first attacked on March 28th when BB pellets shattered its front windows. Then, on April 15th, their daughter, Heather Withers, 30, witnessed two bottles of liquid thrown on the family's front lawn from a car driving by. Both bombs exploded, Heather told the local newspaper. The first bottle was close enough, she said, to cause her lungs to swell from chemical inhalation.
Jeez.
She was placed on steroids and an inhaler. The Withers said that even before the March 28th shooting, they had experienced several harassment incidents. In one case, someone drove to the home and began honking the car horn, yelling obscenities, including expletive witch. So they're calling her a witch.
So this is the first indication I've had that this was the case, because it's the house sounds gaudy, doesn't it? I mean, the Glitter Dome.
Glitter Dome, Disney-themed.
Disney-themed.
Yeah. Sure, but that doesn't mean that it's okay to damage the property.
I'm not claiming that, but that doesn't... Bad decorating or good decorating, poor taste is not in the description of a hate crime. So,
sure.
You know, and I'm always skeptical of this. Does it really matter why this lady had acid bombs thrown on her, front lawn? I mean, if it's because of an ugly house or because, they're witches, what is the reason? You know, why would one be a worse sentence than the other?
Right.
They're both terrible things to do.
So it's still a crime. And so you're saying, like, when a crime is done to a person, no matter who that person is or what kind of groups they belong to, it's still a crime and it's still serious, and it's just as serious as a crime that's done to somebody who isn't a part of a minority group, right?
That's the way I see it.
Yeah. I mean, I can really understand where people who, support the idea of hate crimes are coming from. Like, the idea behind a hate crime is that it's a crime, yes, but on top of that, it's a crime that has a flair to it that is basically a warning to all other people that are part of that group. So in this case, it would be all pagans or Wiccans saying, hey, you're going to be targeted because you're a pagan, or you're going to be targeted because you're transgendered, or because you're gay, or because you're black, or whatever. And that has extra implications, because when a crime is done to a white Christian man, it's not as though all the other white Christian men are saying that, you know, they're scared because of being a member of this minority group. So I can see kind of where they're coming from, but there's a lot of slippery slopes here, and there's a lot of blurry lines.
I'll tell you, there are people, white Christian men, that are scared. The WorldNet Daily, which is a conservative news organization, reports often on black-on-white crime. And
is it done specifically with the motive of, like, you are being targeted for this crime because you're white?
You know, that's the way the story is written.
Or
I don't
does
know.
It just happen?
I don't know or care, why.
Well, it matters, because the thing with hate crimes is that there's intent. And there's a you know, there's some element to the crime that makes it clear. Like if somebody is hung from a tree and the word faggot is written on them,
sure,
it's different than somebody's hung from a tree and nothing is written on them.
Well, so if you deal with a, oftentimes when you're talking about lower income cultures, they'll use racial, working class and lower income, you know, just folks, just in general, they'll use sort of racial terminology in day-to-day life. And so, you know, get that honky or whatever. I don't know if that's ever been said. But, you know, would that be a hate crime or not? It could be just identifying who they're going after.
Yeah.
And
this is the same thing with this person yelling, "Oh, you witch." You know, like, a witch is something that you could call anybody who you don't like.
That's,
you know,
pushing it. That seems unlikely.
Okay, fine. I mean,
if all the things you're going to yell at somebody to get them upset out of their car window, which would probably be low on the list, unless, in fact, they were a witch.
Okay, yeah. But, I mean, does the fact that the person said, "Oh, you effing witch," does that make it worse than if they had just damaged this woman's property on two occasions? I mean, I think it's pretty bad that they damaged her property. I don't know how much the witch expletive adds to it. You know what I mean?
Right. I don't think it matters. I think that what matters is the way the crime was committed, and I don't think that the hate crime aspect, I think it's just piling more charges on, you know, where they aren't needed.
A hate crime is a thought crime, ultimately, right?
Ultimately.
It's like you're hating somebody. And I guess it's part of the motivation for carrying out the crime against them, right? But how do you determine that, or how does the court determine that? You know, it seems a little bit just vague and
but I just don't
difficult
see
to me.
For me, I don't see the reason for, and specifically hate crimes tend to be large amounts of time. Like, you know, I don't see any reason to give somebody 10 more years on their 5-year sentence for beating the crap out of somebody because they beat the crap out of somebody because of their race or their ethnicity or their religious beliefs or whatever.
Right.
I think that if the right, you know, if they beat somebody up, then they should get a certain amount of time, whatever that is.
Yeah. And it's interesting, too. Like, if the group is so small that they really, quote, need hate crimes legislation, you know, I can't picture a lot of people getting behind this woman and saying, "Yeah, we support pagan rights."
Yeah, like, pagans have yet to be recognized. There's been actually quite a few court cases, and pagans have yet to be recognized in court as anything.
Hmm. Let us know what you think. If you are pagan or you know one, 855-453. There's more coming up here on Free Talk Live.
Have you considered getting some storable food for emergency situations? Emergencies can take many forms. Weather, blackouts, unemployment, fiscal collapse, just to name a few. You know an emergency is going to strike. You just don't know when. Stored food is a basic form of insurance for you and your family. And cost-effective insurance at that. The Legacy Premium brand can get you 100% GMO-free, MSG-free, artificial flavor-free, preservative-free free food for as little as $1.53 a meal. That is, on average, half of the cost of their competition. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the chart that compares Legacy Premium to their competition. Legacy Premium is the best. They've got an oxygen absorber in every nitrogen-flushed Mylar pouch. Vegetarian and gluten-free options, they are the best in price, storability, and taste. Free shipping on all orders. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the comparison chart and the great specials. It's food.freetalklive.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Bills in front of Congress right now could take away your right to keep and bear arms. If Obama has his way, all guns will be either banned, restricted, or confiscated, possibly by executive order. The best way to keep your guns is to hide them. What Obama can't find, Obama can't take away. You can protect your guns from any threat. Download our special report, How to Hide Your Guns, at GoHideYourGuns.com. Learn how to hide your guns while keeping them readily available. Get the report now before they make us take it down. On the web at GoHideYourGuns.com. Sergeant Dave Scott, Army Search and Rescue veteran, wants you to hear this urgent message. All emergencies have casualties, but in America, most casualties from storms like Katrina and Sandy only happen because good people were in the wrong place at the wrong time. Don't let that happen to you. Visit yourbugoutplan.com on the web. Watch a free video presentation of the skills you need to be long gone before any disaster can touch you. You owe it to yourself and to your family to watch this. Head to yourbugoutplan.com on the web right now, yourbugoutplan.com.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the Sunday night show, and Stephanie with you.
And Brian.
And Mark.
We're kicking off the last segment of tonight's program, but if you want to make a call, if you've got something on your mind, you want to talk to us about it, we're open to it. And our number is 855-450-FREE. You can also call us on Skype at lrn.fm. That's our Skype handle. And, you know, guys, I think Mark has a message to bring to us, right?
Yeah, that's right. BitcoinStore.com, you can get more than 500,000 items available there, and they're expanding their inventory all the time. They specialize in consumer electronics, but they've got lots of different categories. They're growing. They've currently got a 0% markup from the world's largest consumer electronics distributor, Ingram Micro. And how can a business go about doing business with a 0% markup? Well, the answer is that this is more of an ideological business with the intention of getting, at least initially, getting in people to use bitcoins as a currency. Now, you've heard about bitcoins all over, and it's becoming more and more prevalent that people are able to buy and sell in bitcoins. And Bitcoin Store makes it possible for you to get consumer electronics at a lower price than you're able to get them pretty much anyplace else on the Internet. Go take a look. If you don't believe me, go take a look at BitcoinStore.com. Check their prices against whatever retailer it is that you prefer to use. BitcoinStore.com. And it's the easiest way to convert your bitcoins into real world items. Just you buy them with bitcoins. Because of the nature of bitcoins, you don't even have to tell them, to tell them where to ship the item. You don't have to tell them anything else. They don't have to have billing addresses and all, fill out all that information. It's very easy to buy at BitcoinStore.com. By the way, on orders over $100, shipping's free. Orders below that, $5 flat rate.
Cool. That's not bad.
Yeah, it's good.
All right. Yeah, I've looked at Bitcoin Store before, and I was really impressed with their stuff and their selection. So, all right, Brian, you've got a story for us. I want to talk about this. Apparently, Saudi girls are just now being allowed to play sports, but only sometimes. Tell me more about that.
Yeah, actually, if I could, real quick, I have a question first about hate crimes that we were talking about in the last segment.
Sure.
And I wonder, okay, let's take now not witches and pagans and Wiccans and whatever. But let's take Christians. Yeah, oh my. Let's take Christians. You know, in Christian scripture, like in 2 Timothy, I think chapter 3, it says that you will be persecuted because of your faith, because you're a Christian. The Sermon on the Mount says, blessed are the persecuted. And so I wonder, can you actually commit a hate crime against a Christian? Because it's part of their faith.
It's supposed to happen, right?
Like that's God's law saying, no, you need to be persecuted. Otherwise, you probably are doing it wrong. Okay. And so I wonder, you know, if this story that we talked about in the last segment where, you know, some pellet shots got shot into a house and whatever, if that happened to a Christian, I mean, would that constitute a hate crime?
I think it would. It would be a hate crime. However, the expectation is from the Bible standpoint that hate crimes will be committed against you. Not that it's necessarily...
Not that it's okay.
Yeah, not that it's okay, just that they will exist. I don't know how many crimes are being committed against Christians for their faith in the United States any longer. Certainly it's happening in some countries around the world.
But it makes me feel like it's a blessing, not a crime.
Because, well, I mean, one can... Hey, look, one gets to view whatever happens in life in whatever way one wishes.
Yeah. Anyway, the thought came to my mind, and I was like, I wonder, you know, where does that fit? You know, because if it's part of God's law for you to get persecuted against, you know, what does that say about man's law?
Is there a biblical commandment to burn, to persecute witches?
No, there is to stone them to death.
Right.
That would be in Leviticus.
Do you guys think it could have been... I don't know. I mean, there's this tension between Christians and pagans, right? We can only speculate about who did this crime to the pagan woman, but do you guys think this could have been religiously motivated?
You would think that if they're upset about the person being a pagan, that they would have some contrary religious belief. Probably not an anti-religious belief, because if you have an anti-religious belief,
yeah,
you would
cares?
Go after...
Yeah.
And you're going to go after somebody who has a religion, you're going to go after one of the major religions because you feel that they're causing more trouble.
I have to say, as far as religions go, you know, paganism, they have a creed called... what is it called? But it basically says... Live and let live. It's and it harm none. Do as thou will.
As long as it doesn't hurt anybody else, right?
Exactly.
Which is essentially liberty.
Yeah.
I think that to some extent, paganism is a relatively newly manufactured religion.
They would claim
they think it's the oldest religion.
Yeah, right, but yeah. I mean, you know, so this particular prescription to do what you want as long as you don't hurt other people, is that new or is that old? Is
I think
it incorporated?
I think that's from the very beginning as far as I understand it. I mean, you can correct us if you're wrong, if we're wrong, 855, 450 free. Another thing I like about paganism is it's very, you know, sex positive kind of religion. You know, they don't have the sexual repression or the anti-nudity stuff that a lot of other religions have.
There you go. Well, you know. I would if I had to put money on what was the religious preference of the person that committed this crime, my money would go on some kind of mixed up, you know, Christian type believer. And I use the word Christian loosely here. I don't think this is an indication of a person who understands the Christian religion.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, do you want to talk about the Saudi girls?
Yeah, I could bring that up. Apparently in Saudi Arabia, they are now going to allow, this is from the RT, Russia Today, and they're going to allow girls to take...
Sorry, it's really funny how you always say the RT.
The RT. Well, right, yeah, that is kind of funny,
I think
it?
It's just RT, right?
Yeah.
It's not the ABC or the CBS.
No, right.
I didn't mean to criticize you. I just think it's cute.
Okay. I think I'll stop saying that. Anyway, so... I mean, I guess this is just a thought to leave the listeners with, but apparently in Saudi Arabia, girls can now take sports classes in school.
Just now.
Which means that they couldn't before.
Oh, but hold on.
I'm glad they're in school.
But this is only in private schools. Now, if it's government-funded schools, no. You're not going to break Sharia law there.
Wow.
So,
I don't know anything about Sharia law. Sharia law is not even Islamic.
So Sharia law specifically prohibits sports for women?
Yeah, well, I don't know that it prohibits sports. I think, and the article doesn't describe what exactly is prohibiting them in the first place. But what it does go into is that they need to have a covering and decent outfit when they're doing this. Okay, so
they would basically pass out from heat stroke if they're out there playing soccer in their burkas.
And well, they could play sports inside.
Yeah, I mean, I'll post a story on the Facebook page for Free Talk Live. That's facebook.com/freetalklive. And, right?
Yes, okay. facebook.com/freetalklive. dot Free Talk Live. But hold on, burqas are not worn by all Muslim women. I mean, there's lots of different sort of styles.
Yeah, absolutely. I just picture Saudi Arabia in particular.
I'd have to look it up.
Is one of the more, I mean, women can't drive there. It's one of the more oppressive ones for women.
Yeah,
but yeah,
it's
not
changing
all of them,
for the better. But
right.
Yeah,
not all of them are wearing burqas, absolutely.
Right. I mean, there's a picture on here, and there's a full head covering on. She is amazing.
Good job.
Right, yeah. And everything else is covered. Amazingly, you can see her mouth. I guess they're allowed for that, probably so that she can at least breathe while she's doing this, you know, 5K run or whatever. But that seemed to be the main deal, is that, okay, yeah, as long, it wasn't that there was a law against them being in sports, but it's against the idea that, you know, you can't do sports and wear clothing that Sharia law or, you know, the Quran or whatever allows for. For a woman,
so no girls' beach volleyball in Riyadh.
Yeah, probably.
Make everybody's head explode.
That would be corrupting the morals of society.
I love those pictures of the girls' beach volleyball. I got
to
say,
me too. I used to play volleyball. I would love to start again, but I can't find a league, unfortunately.
In New Hampshire, it's probably harder. Yeah.
Yeah.
Florida, easy.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I think that a lot of this could be solved. This is not a poor place, Saudi Arabia. Why don't they have women's gymnasiums where the gals can go and play their, you know, whatever they want to play?
Right. Well, it compounds on a problem. There was kind of a fiasco at the 2012 London Olympic Games where a Saudi woman who was competing in judo, the Olympic Committee said, no, she can't wear a headscarf. That's not happening. And so Saudi Arabia said, well, then we'll just leave the Olympics.
Is that because somebody could grab it or something?
I'm not sure what in this article doesn't explain that, doesn't talk about that, what the reasons are why the Olympic Committee said you can't wear it. But pretty much, I mean, I'm sure Saudi Arabia's reasons was, no, you're not going to uncover her head. You know, you're not going to show her hair. That's not going to happen.
I would be concerned in judo whether or not somebody got accidentally strangled if they were wearing a hijab, but maybe they could have some kind of other covering. I don't know whether does it have to be a traditional head covering in order to fulfill whatever the Wahhabist rule is or whatever.
Right.
I don't know the specifics here. I mean, can we just have something, have the lady wear, you know, basically a balaclava
or something? Mask
or something. I don't know.
Yeah, in the picture it looks more like a ski mask than anything else.
Mm. Well, we are out of time for tonight. It's been Stephanie.
And Brian.
And Mark.
You can visit the website, which is freetalklive.com. Find the archives of our show a little bit later tonight. And tune in again tomorrow night, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, for more fun-filled Free Talk Live. Have a great night.
Several research studies show that people who are on the same diet and exercise program lose 3 to 4 times as much weight when taking 1,100 milligrams of pure green coffee extract than they do when not taking it. So if you are serious about losing weight, call Longevity Medical Clinic to order your bottle of pure green coffee extract at 866-869-6864, extension 1. That's 866-869-6864, extension 1. Or order online at lmclinic.com. That's lmclinic.com.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It
improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.